Hi there, thanks for checking in. We're certainly living in some strange times right now, and quite frankly, we could all do with a bit of a pick-me-up. So my name's Miles. I work for Team Bath, which is the family of all things sport at the University of Bath. And I'd just like to share with you my own personal experiences about how the good old-fashioned bicycle, how it's shaped my life for the good, and hopefully it's going to get me through this this nasty old pandemic. So give it a listen. Four short, punchy podcasts, 5 to 10 minutes long each, that's all. And you never know, it might transform your life as well. Thanks for listening and stay safe. Well, I think I might stop for a breather. This looks like a nice spot, lovely view.
Ah, hello my friend. Thank you for checking in. I've missed you. This is part four, and my final podcast, actually. All very sad, I know. But let's not get sentimental about this. Let's crack on. I still have lots to get off my chest. In fact, I have a question for you, a conundrum that needs solving. It's one of the age-old questions. What do you consider to be the greatest invention in the history of mankind? Don't overthink it. Go with your gut feel. Now, so you can't cheat, I need you to, and you can't change your mind, I need you to write this down on a piece of paper, okay? So grab a pen, write it down, and I'll do the same. Now, hopefully, if you've been listening and paying attention with these podcasts, you and I will know where this is heading, we'll have the same answer. So, when you're ready, let's turn over our pages on the count of three. One, two, three, shazam! Bicycle and the bicycle, snap, the right answer. Ha! Of course. Of course, it's very subjective. And I would forgive you, for example, if you'd written down the telephone, a good answer, not the right one, but a good answer. And by extension, the mobile phone. Now the mobile phone, that's an example of great leaps forward in technology. But also, I think, and many others do, a curse on society as well. You've only got to walk down the high streets back in the day, pre-coronavirus, and people will be walking along, everybody peering into their phones, nobody communicating. Now, I've got two amazing teenage children, and inevitably, they'll spend a lot of their downtime, on their phones, just like any regular teenager. Now, to be fair, who am I to preach? I'm a victim of this as well. The reality is that you never get bored. The moment you've got nothing to do, even for a split second, you can grab your phone. I can go on to YouTube, for example, and start watching a basketball game, something else I'm passionate about. And half an hour later, I'm watching videos on how to communicate with giraffes. It's just bizarre, a real time waster. Now, the beauty of cycling, of course, is that your phone is stowed away. So there's nothing really to distract you other than just living in the moment, enjoying the scenery and just riding and enjoying the endorphins pumping through your body. Now, my daughter, the elder of my children, is hopefully off to a university later this year. And pre-coronavirus days, her days would be full. Study, socialising with her friends, going out in the evening, downtime on her mobile phone, catching up at mealtimes, etc. And that's pretty standard, I think, for kids. Inevitably, the quality father-daughter time diminishes. Now, during this lockdown time, I've encouraged her to come riding with me. Now, Kitty, my daughter, she doesn't actually own a bike. There's obviously no room with all of mine around the house. Please don't judge me, all right? If only I could just find that cellar, then it would open up a world of opportunity for bikes for other people. Anyway, until we do, she's riding on my fold-up bike and me on one of my many road bikes. So off we go, off into the breach. Now, it's just the most magical bonding time. The conversation between the two of us, it ebbs and it flows. We're sharing experiences. And when there's no conversation, when there's some quiet time, we don't reach for our phones to fill the void. We just soak up the scenery. It's great. And then post-ride, you know, we get to kind of talk about, you know, the experiences that we had, etc. Now, what I'm also noting whilst we're out and about and riding is lots of other families are out there riding together as well. They are literally rediscovering the family unit and the joy of discussion and communicating free from technology. And it's heartwarming stuff. Three cheers for the bicycle! Huzzah! A few years ago now, as a thoughtful Christmas gift, I took my children to the London Olympic Velodrome to watch some track cycling. And you know the old adage, if you're unsure what to buy someone for a gift, buy something you would like to have yourself. Guilty as charged. Now, well, don't tell me you've not tried that, though. Be honest. Anyway, something beautiful about going to a velodrome, if you've not done it, just the curves, the hypnotic vision of the bike wheels rolling on the pine wood. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. But if you get the chance to go and watch some professional bike racing, whether it's in a velodrome or out on the road, I'd really, really recommend it. It actually started for me watching the Tour de France on television as a boy. And back then, I didn't really understand what was going on. I didn't appreciate the tactics. But I was captivated by the action, the pageantry, the colours, and the incredible backdrop that is France, especially when they go into the mountains, the extreme effort cycling up over the Alps and the Pyrenees. And one of the things I think that's extraordinary with professional bike racing is if you think about football, for example, as a sport, the spiritual home is Wembley. But unless you're exceptionally good at football, you're not going to get a chance to play there. But with cycling, you can head out to the epic mountain climbs used in the Tour de France and other bike races. So I've been out to the Alps and I've ridden up the hairpin bends of Alpe d'Huez and the incredible Col de Galibier. And you can even, depending on the time of year, you can even see the names of the races or the riders, sorry, painted on the roads. And you just kind of feel part of it. And when I did that, it was just one of the best experiences of my life. So there we have it. We're kind of rounding up, really, end of the podcast. I'm not a cycling expert. I do work in sport, but I'm just passionate about cycling. And I wanted to kind of share my appreciation of the sport, almost like a love letter to the bicycle. Oh, bless you, Miles. Hopefully I've inspired at least one person to recapture the joy of riding, connecting with their youth. And if that's the case with you, then it's made it all the worthwhile doing it. One final anecdotal tale I wanted to share. A number of years ago, I went for a ride on Christmas Day. Special day for me because my father passed away years ago on Christmas Day, so it kind of gives me a little bit of alone time. The weather was good on this particular occasion and the roads were quiet. Sound familiar? And as I was riding home, there was a chap further up the road, so I thought I'd speed up with him just to say hello and a bit of a hearty Christmas wishes. When I got there, I realised the guy must have been in his 70s and he was riding a bicycle that looked fab, probably from his youth. It would have been a great bike from back in the day. And as we started to chat, he shared with me that he'd lived locally all his life, and we both, in fact, lived in Frome in Somerset. And ever since he was a teenager, he declared that he'd been riding on Christmas Day and he'd kept it as a tradition. I thought it was a lovely thing, so I vowed to continue doing that myself. I often think about him on Christmas Day. I've never seen him again, but he was getting on a bit, obviously. The hope for me is one day in my dotage that I'll be riding along myself, probably or hopefully on my old Italian steel frame Colnago bike, and then some young buck will come riding up behind me, at which point I'll be able to share the story with the other older chap in his 70s and hopefully pass on the baton as a lasting legacy about the joys of riding on Christmas Day. And if that is the case, I'll be very happy inspiring one last person about the joy of cycling before I finally take off my cleats for the last time and rest my aging but happy bones. So, thank you for listening and happy riding. Damn, forgot to mention about e-bikes. I knew there was something I'd forget. Another bicycle for my ever-growing collection. Now, where's that seller?